Emmy speaking, how can I help you? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. So the reason I'm calling is to maybe someone can answer some of my questions. So
sure.
I live with my mom. She's 86 years old, and she struggles with a lot. Her health isn't the best. And I was going to try and check into seeing what I need to do to get paid to be at home helping her.
Her caregiver?
Yes.
Okay, sure. I'll be very happy to help you out. Where do you guys live?
We live in Lititz, Pennsylvania.
Which county is that?
Lancaster County.
Lancaster County. Okay. Give me just 1 second. Lancaster County. And is your mother on Medicaid? Do you know?
Yes, she is. Medicare, Medicaid.
Okay, let me look it up for you. What's her first and last name?
Her first name is Dorothy.
D-O-R-O-T-H-Y?
Yes.
And last name?
Weidman, W-E-I-D-M-A-N.
Okay. And her date of birth?
2-2-1939.
Okay, thank you. Let me look it up for you. And what's her home address?
549 Spring Avenue, Lititz, Pennsylvania.
And the zip code?
17543.
Okay, perfect. Give me 1 second. Let me look it up for you, okay? I'll put you in hold for just a minute.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm involved with someone right now being paid to be a mom's in home caretaker.
Well, that's
enough. Well, that's what I figured. If you expect me to do all this shit, I might as well do it.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So you said your mother is on Medicaid, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me confirm.
Medicare.
Okay, let me confirm her information you gave me. Her first name is D as in dog, O, R as in Robert, O, T as in Tom, H, Y. Last name?
Yes.
Or Y.
It's W. E-I-D-M-A-N.
Okay, 1 second. Let me try this one.
W as in water, E as in Edward, I as in ink, D as in dog, M as in man, A as in apple, and N.
Okay. And her date of birth is 2/2/1939.
Correct.
Can it be that Dorothy is just with one O?
Dorothy, and her middle initial is Keen.
Do you have
she
her medication?
She is Paula.
Her medication?
No,
number?
I don't.
Her social security number,
not.
Maybe?
Not offhand, no. I'm not at home right now.
Okay, it's okay. Because I'm trying to look it up here and nothing is coming up, so I can try to look it up through either her social security number or her Medicaid ID number. Let me see. What's your name?
My name is Donna, D-O-N-N-A.
Okay. Let me give you my phone number. Do you want to see if you're able to get her Medicaid number?
Well, how about this? I'm expecting an important phone call at 11:30. I did call Office of Aging in my county, and they gave me an independent enrollment broker's phone number, and no one answers at that number. And I can always just try to reach back out to you.
Okay, sure. Do you want me to give you my number, or I can call you later if you want? Do you give me a time, I'll call you?
No, because as I said, I'm not home right now. I'm
okay.
At a friend's house, and so I don't have that information to give to you, and I don't like asking my mom for that information.
Right.
But I know that she's retired, and she gets Medicaid and Medicare, or Medicare, one of the two.
Yeah, maybe she is not on Medicaid, only on Medicare.
Well, that's what I'm kind of thinking, so I'm not really sure. So it would be better if I get back in touch with you. I was more or less trying to find, like, one of those agencies that hire you on as an employee.
Yes.
And you get paid through them.
Yes, so that's exactly what we do, but it's paid through Medicaid. You have to be on Medicaid.
Okay, well, I will have to talk with her about it when I get home this weekend.
Yeah,
and,
okay,
no
problem.
It's
let
definitely
me know.
Something that I'd like to look into because, like I said, she's 86. She'll be 87 soon.
God bless
she
you.
Has
yes.
Diabetes. She does have a pacemaker because she has problems with atrial fibrillation. She's had that procedure done twice where they stop your heart and shock it to try and get your heart back into a normal rhythm. She has, like, degenerative disc disease, and so, like, her biggest problem right now is back pain, and she cannot, like, reach the upper kitchen cabinet. She has to go to the basement to do laundry, and she gets very winded when she tries to come back up the stairs. So, it's
okay.
It's not easy.
It's a lot. It's a lot for you. I understand. Okay, so let's be in touch. Let's see if she's on Medicaid, and we'll take it from there. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Of course. My pleasure.
Yep. Bye.
Okay. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.